This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, that's a good pull right there.
It is. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to get to today. We'll eavesdrop on the enemy. What are they talking about out in San Francisco? That's later in the show. NFC East update, including coaching rumors with some of the teams, including all three teams now needing either new head coaches or coordinators. So we'll get to all that coming up later in the show. Also, an update on maybe the most important Niner that might not play in this game. All to come. But Hugh, I got a question for you. You know, so when the bracket came out, right, when the seeding was done with this past weekend and how we saw this thing play out, a lot of people were upset because the Eagles didn't get the 2 seed, right? Mm-hmm. They didn't get the 2 seed, which means there's no guarantee of multiple home games, just
yes.
This one.
Yeah.
Now, if the Chicago Bears lose to the Green Bay Packers on Saturday night, the Eagles would effectively just become the 2 seed. They could get a second home game just by winning this weekend. So.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people out there that are rooting for that scenario, just the idea of, hey, Bears lose, we're home again next week. Hugh, I look at it a different way.
How you look at it, Joe?
Well, I'm rooting for the Bears on Saturday because I would rather the Eagles go to Chicago next week and play the Bears rather than the Rams come here. If the Bears win, the Eagles go to Chicago. It's that simple. That's it.
Yeah.
If the Bears lose, that means Green Bay goes to Seattle. And the winner of the Rams and Panthers, which I think everyone's going to just know it's going to be the Rams would come here. Hugh, I know it sounds weird to say that I'd rather go on the road next week than have a second straight home game. I would rather go on the road next week than play the Rams here. I would rather go to Chicago, have the Rams and Seahawks play each other next week, make them knock each other out, and play in Chicago. Hugh, Saturday night, it's the Bears, it's the Packers. Who are you rooting for?
The Bears. I think
so. You're with me. You'd rather go to Chicago.
Yeah, I would. I Caleb Williams, man, has grown this season. He's been pretty decent. Like, he's had his moments, no question about that. But when I watch him, the games that I have watched, he looks like he's getting more and more comfortable being that guy to make those big decisions. Now, there's a lot of times where he's out there and he makes the wrong one, but that's what happens when you're a young quarterback and you can't let that stop you from your growth pattern. So I like what he's doing, but I feel like we win this game, to go out there and beat them at home, yeah, that's what you want, because they beat the brakes off of mm-hmm. us here. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I would like to do.
I think it's as simple as this for me. I would rather play the Bears in Chicago than the Rams, mostly at all, but certainly next week here in Philadelphia. I know road games are tougher than home games, obviously. I'm speaking of things we all know. But in this instance, I think the opposite actually gives the Eagles the best chance to get to the Super Bowl. Go play the Bears next weekend. Their defense is not very good. Their quarterback, although, I'm with you, he's grown this year and he's getting better. He's still a young quarterback who's just going to play his first playoff game this coming Saturday night, rather than Matt Stafford, who's been there a bunch of times and won a Super Bowl. I think it gives the Eagles the best chance. Or if you look at the FanDuel has look-ahead lines. The Eagles are a 2.5-point favorite if they have to go to Chicago. They're a 1.5-point underdog if it's the Rams here. You could take that for what it means. I take it that the Eagles have a better chance to beat the Bears in Chicago than beat the Rams here. Kyle, where are you at? Are you rooting for the Bears?
I got one thing to say to you, Joe.
No. Is that their song?
Yeah. Bear down, fellas.
Bear down. This shows you a franchise that hasn't been good for a while. That song's old. They got to get a new song.
You know what? They talk about the T formation in there.
Of course they do, because the Bears haven't been good since the T formation was a thing. Are you rooting for the Bears?
Yeah, of course, man. I mean, I don't know why my voice went that high of an octave right there. But yeah, I'm rooting for the Bears. I just think the fact that the Rams would have to play Seattle means that if we do get through Chicago, which I think is an easier opponent than having to play the Rams in the second round, we're talking about the NFC Championship game where we have to go either on the road and play Sam Darnold, who I think we can rattle. Mm-hmm. I know Seattle's been a tough place.
Yep.
And it'd be a tough place in the NFC Championship game, but like I like my chances against that quarterback there. It's not like going to LA and playing Stafford at home, right? We would get Stafford here.
Right.
And then if we're talking about, man, the NFC Championship game, it's in Philly. Just that alone gives me confidence that we're going to win. And then the other thing is the Rams' fifth out of sixth road game to end the season.
Including three straight within the playoffs here, right? They'd have to go to Carolina, Seattle, and then here. That's a lot of travel.
I'd be gearing up to guarantee another Eagles win.
Oh, see, that's what I'm talking about. I think we got to think strategically about this. I know we fought all last week because the two seed meant multiple home games. I understand that the Bears losing would mean multiple home games. I don't care. I'd rather go to Chicago. I would pick the Eagles. I'll put it this way. Next week when we're doing shows and we're getting ready for the divisional round, it's going to be way easier for me to sit here and say Eagles are going to win this game if we're going to Chicago. I already know I'm going to have some trepidation next week if it's the Rams coming here. I mean, I can feel it already. I'm going to be scared.
He said you're going to be scared.
Yeah. Bear down that team, that defense. Get out of here.
It seems like when you talk about your best matchup, because they haven't had that much success in the playoffs.
Yeah, they haven't had any.
That would be it. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Bear down, dumb song. All right, 215-592-9494.
Not this week.
Not this week.
We want bear down.
Yes, we do. All right, should we be rooting for the Bears on Saturday night? We all say yes. Where do you come down on that? And Kevin Pitullo, can he win you back over? Can he get on your good side with a good performance by the offense this weekend against the San Francisco 49ers? He can for me. Let's go to Tyler, who's in Philadelphia. Hey, Tyler.
Joe Hugh, how we doing, guys?
Hey, Tyler, what's up?
Pretty good, pretty good. At the end of the call, I do want to put my hat in the ring for a job with the Falcons with you, if I can.
I love it. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. But, Joe, I think you're missing a big piece of this situation here with Pitullo.
Okay.
The big piece is Howie. Howie doesn't like to lose. Howie will make changes if he needs to make changes. Look at 2023. The offense was better than this offense. Mm-hmm. And they were playing better. They lost because of the defense. But he still fired Brian Johnson. He still got him out of here. He knew he needed to make a change.
I agree. So I'm not saying they're not going to fire him. I'm just saying he could win me back over if they. But like Tyler, to your point on that, they scored 9 points in a playoff game, right? That they went out with a whimper to the Buccaneers. In this scenario, if they win against the Niners, like why am I going to come in here Monday and still say screw Pitullo, get him out of here?
But what if they win 14-10?
Well, yeah, I mean it's all in the details. But I'm open to the idea that he could get better, and they get better, and they go win, and we don't want a new coordinator. Like, why is that? It feels like to a lot of people that it's just over. Like, they're done with Pitullo no matter what in the postseason. And I'm like, well, wait, these are the most important games. Why wouldn't I keep my mind open that they play well?
I agree. If they play well, they play well. But I think they're playing well in spite of Kevin Pitullo. The guy doesn't know how to coach a game. You've seen it last week with backups. I know we don't talk about last week. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can't talk about that. Joe don't like
we've
that.
We've seen it last week. You threw 40 times. 40 times.
Tyler, I get it.
Tyler, you know I get it.
I know. But
tell
here,
Joe.
But
no, I know you get it.
But here's my thing. We didn't see him do that with the real players this season. It's not like that is a typical thing, right? I think they had one game where they threw that many times. That probably was the Charger game. Like, I mean, if he had done that all year, I would say, obviously, this guy's clown. Get him out of here. But that was not typically how he tries to coach these games.
But again, to Coach Hughes' point, we don't do things to win in spite of the defense on the other side. If they don't have good safety play, we don't throw deep balls. If they don't have good run game, blocking, we don't run the ball. Like, we don't do anything to exploit their.
We don't take advantage of their weaknesses. We don't.
All right. I have a question after this. But Tyler, go ahead. Make your pitch. What do you want to coach on Mr. Douglas' staff here?
So I don't think I would be a coach per se. I'm a short guy. I don't think I could coach anything.
Well, I mean, Tyler, he has me at strength and conditioning. So
yeah, we got.
Hugh's not that tall.
Don't
himself.
Judge the man by his look.
We are all inclusive.
And if you saw me and then you hear my pitch, I don't think you would agree with this, maybe. But I want to put my hat in the ring for entertainment director. I think we need to spice up the weekends when we're not playing. I think we need, like, if we got a Thursday game, Friday night we hit the Midnight Ballerinas, so you know what I mean. I think we need to spice it up.
You know, I mean, Tyler, I hear you, but we're trying to move away from that.
Nah, come on, Hugh, give him a job.
We can't.
Nah,
well,
give him a job.
Well, Tyler, because we're trying.
Give him a job, Hugh.
Tyler, we're trying to do better because. Let's be honest, Tyler. Nobody's buying a home in Atlanta because we're going to rent.
We're
not probably going to be long for there. But it would put us in a bad spot if we're at the shoe model establishment on Friday as a weekend getaway. Now, if you'd have said something about like going bowling and team building activities, I mean, and that could potentially be one. But we can't
Not just sticking to that though. But Hugh, you got to think about it. We're supporting the local. Businesses. You
That's
know
important.
I mean,
I mean franchises want to support local. I mean, I get it.
They get naked in Atlanta, too. They get naked.
We're supporting you.
We can't do that, man.
Keep talking about
it. Somewhere, PR director Rhea is shaking her head like, oh, these guys.
I mean, listen, they get naked. They naked. Like, for real naked.
Is there anything but for real naked here?
No,
I'm just saying.
I'm trying to describe it for folks that might not know.
I think everyone knows what naked is. Yeah, that's pretty universal. Tyler, good phone call.
Birthday suit naked.
Yeah, that's the kind.
It's just with some shoes.
Naked with shoes?
That's it.
Okay. Can I ask a question that has nothing to do with the shoes and naked and any of that? You've said this multiple times. Tyler said it.
What?
That the Eagles don't do, like, on offense, they don't take advantage of the opponent's weakness.
Mm-hmm.
What are the Eagles good at on offense that we should say, Kevin Petullo, do that more?
Okay, let me tell you this. If
filibuster has already begun.
No, if I was the offensive coordinator, mm-hmm. I would have, me personally, would have leaned more into the running game.
They can't run.
I would have leaned more into it, Joe.
So, but times they've tried. I think he has tried, and they go... first and 10 becomes second and 11. Second and 11 becomes third and 8. Then what?
But that's when you talk about the creativity. I remember when Coach Reed was here. For him, the screen game mm-hmm. was a run play.
Jalen's not good at the screen game.
Well, Jalen needs to be better. That's the thing. When you tell me, and I'm not taking shots at anybody, so I don't feel like dealing with whatever y'all thinking I'm saying. But if you're in a position where you're facing adversity, you have to adapt to the adversity that you're facing.
I think he has. They went under center more.
But here's the thing. If I know my quarterback is not comfortable throwing screens, mm-hmm. then guess what I have to do? Get my quarterback comfortable throwing screens.
Yeah.
I have to adapt my offense to the best position that it can be in to be successful. If you're telling me that the first year offensive coordinator that is married to the quarterback that we were told that he has a good relationship with, can't have the kind of conversation that you need to have to tell him, hey, man, in order for this offense to evolve, we might have to throw the screens a little bit more. So what I'm going to need you to do, you know how when you see the receivers at the end of practice at the jug machine getting extra catches? Why can't we do that?
They could.
This is the reason why I say that, Joe. Is because we've set a standard. And for the people that get mad about what we say or critique, the standard has been set. The standard is high. You heard the quarterback talk about it yesterday. The standard is high. So if you're not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Living up to that standard, it's on us to help you get to that standard because you set that standard.
I understand. As I kind of unpack this, what's the real difference between last year and this year? Kellen Moore got a head coaching job because they ran the ball and Saquon Barkley was all-time great. Their passing game stunk last year. Passing game stunk this year. The offensive line's been hurt all year and Saquon doesn't look the same. And I guess the coordinator's an idiot. Was Kellen Moore a genius? They ran the ball well.
Kellen Moore did what he needed to do for his team to be successful.
But again, if KP calls a run on first down and Saquon goes for 70, is he smarter than he was if it goes for zero?
Well, I think he looks at it because we started this season trying to throw the ball all over the place.
They do that every year.
Yeah, but we started it, and I guess at some point we realized that's not the kind of offense
right.
that we have,
and last year,
we leaned into the run.
But we can't run it this year. I'm not. Sometimes I watch the game, and I'm not sure what he's supposed to do.
I believe – In my limited knowledge of offense, that if you would have been more creative in the way that you – in your formations and things of that nature, you could have ran the ball better.
Maybe.
Because now you're taking advantage – because when you watch film and you marry plays together, Joe, I remember sitting in a meeting and who was it? I can't think of his name, but we used to sit there in the meetings. What is it? Mangina.
Oh!
What's his name?
Eric Mangini. Eric Mangini.
See, this is not going. This is not bode well for me getting this head coaching job.
It's over. The candidacy is ended.
And you know what? That might have killed it right there.
Mangina.
All right. What was wrong with me? No. But I remember him. We were sitting in
the meeting. Eric Mangini, folks. Eric Mangini.
But, Joe.
I'll never look at him the same again.
We used to sit in meetings. And the way that we worked our tendencies.
Yeah.
He would tell us on this left hash, at this point in the game, they have a 70% chance and then when they're in this formation.
Detailed.
To run this
detailed.
Play.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Now, you know, we're playing a team this week that runs the wide nine. We're familiar with the wide nine because we used to have a coach here that used to run it. I'm going to leave the names alone for a little
Robert
while.
Robert Saleh runs the wide nine.
Yes.
Obviously, it was Jim Schwartz back in the day that did similar things.
And there are things that you could do to exploit the wide nine. The ends in the wide nine, they're taught to get up the field and set edges. They're edge setters. The tackles in the middle, they line up in the gaps and they go. There are certain things that you run if you get your blocking, scheme on point that you can take advantage of that. Now, it's not going to be, you know, one of those where, you know, you hit big plays all the time. But if you move the chains and control the ball, because to me, this is going to be the difference in this game. It's going to be rhythmic ball control.
Oh, God.
You got to rhythmically control the ball. And if you don't do that, then you're not going to have a chance to win the game.
I understand, and I don't think Kevin Petullo is the next Kyle Shanahan. Like, I don't think we have that. But I do think he's a first-year coordinator.
I killed Kyle. You see,
I know.
Kyle has recovered.
Well, no, really what you killed is Eric Mangini's just Eric Mangini. I mean, you just destroyed the man. Like, no one
I'm a fan of Eric Mangini, though. I forgot his
name. Well, I don't even know if we could use cuts from him anymore because everyone's just going to hear what you said instead of Eric Mangini. Anyway, can I give you a quick analogy to this? When I hear all the Petullo stuff and I'm watching guys miss blocks, I'm watching Jalen miss open receivers, I'm watching Saquon get stuck in mud and slip and not play as well as he did last year, it reminds me of every few months during the Philly season when Bryce Harper's in a slump or Kyle Schwarber's in a slump. You know the calls we get?
What?
Fire Kevin Long! Kevin Long's fault! All right, I guess. The players got to play better. And if the Eagles, I mean, I've seen open players this year. I've seen creativity in the red zone. I know the offense hasn't been good. I just think at times we have let the players off the hook.
I hear you.
I just think that's what's happened most of the season. They haven't been as good. All right, 215-592-9494. Now that we all try to recover from the Eric Mangini slip-up. Will in the Northeast is up on WIP. What's up, Will?
Yo, y'all crazy. Good morning, Dream Team.
Good morning. Good morning, Will.
Yeah, I'm just safe to say I ain't going to work.
No need to break more than me right now.
But no, man, listen, man. Listen, I agree with you. You're absolutely right. Like, I think, like, we are abandoning the run, man, and we need to stick with it. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, you gotta activate Tank Bigsby, man, because he's gonna wear the defense down. Then Saquon can actually get busy, man. Like, you gotta give him that 1-2 punch, man. And I hope that's what he's gonna do this week, right? And also under the helm, man. Like, we have been great under the helm, you know what I'm saying? And under the center, and like the play action, everything is gonna start working. Like I said, man, y'all, I know y'all been laughing at it. Listen, that owl formation is working. And the reason why I keep screaming this owl formation, man, because like I keep saying, the first thing the defense is thinking once you line up in there is run, right? And you play action and all of that. And like I say, that opens up the passing game for everybody. Goddard, Skinny Batman, AJ, everybody, right? So I'm just hoping they use that a little bit more. And like I said, this is how it's going to play out. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to San Fran. We're going to beat San Fran. Then we're going to beat Chicago. And yeah, we're going to beat the number one seed. And then that's when we're going to go to
Super Bowl. Now we're talking, Will.
That's how it got to play out, man, because that's going to solidify the run of this season, man. And that's going to prove that we are the champions. And listen, I know the Rams is dangerous, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't want to see them. And I'm hoping, like what you're saying, they're going to, you know, the Rams going to get spanked, man. And we don't have to worry about them. But like I said, if it play out that way, man, it's nobody beating us in the Super Bowl as long as we get through them teams the way that I just named.
Well, I think the NFC is going to win the Super Bowl. So, Will, man, I'm with you. And we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. So, Will, got to activate Tank Bigsby. I think he said it every day this week.
I formation.
Yeah, you need the I formation.
Yeah, or some form of that. No,
split back, whatever.
Something.
Yeah, but get both on the field. I don't care what formation they use. I would like to see Tank Bigsby get the football more than he has in a lot. Let's talk to a lot of games. David and Drexel. Hey, David,
how you doing? Hey, quick, that running back Tank, he would get the ball 8 to 10 times a game, and my boy would get it 20.
There you go.
You know, the running back. Mm-hmm. And let me say this. Here's why I would keep the offensive coordinator. Not only did you put us in the playoffs again, you won the division. You got to give people some kind of credit. And think about this. You know he's only calling probably 60, 70% of the play. Nick, his boss is the one in it, too. That's why they all friends.
No, I mean,
you know,
I get.
He's got his hand in it.
Yeah, David, I get what you're saying. But here's the reality of the situation for me. Is that would you agree that this offense has underachieved this year?
It's yes and no, Hugh, and this is my main point, and I'm glad you said that because I didn't want to get cut off. Here's the problem with our team. Mm-hmm. It's having 10 penalties in a game, mm-hmm. two mm-hmm. turnovers. You miss a field goal, and we only lose by 3 points. And what we brag about the defense, which they are great, but we brag about them with the Dallas game. We was up 21. We let them score 21 in the second half. That's defense. Mm-hmm. And I ain't taking nothing from them because we can't win without them. But here's how we win the game. Don't turn the ball over like that. Receivers, catch the ball when it's right in your hands. And Hugh, let me ask you, mm-hmm. are we the number one team for having touchdowns called back this season?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
Because we
probably not.
No. because I don't think we've been, you know, we ain't been threatening in the red
we've
zone.
We've had a lot of touchdowns called back.
We have?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
David sounds trustworthy. Did you use AI for this stat, or you got it in your brain?
No, I told you, I tried to get my grandson because he's better on the computer.
Yeah, we're
that's why I wasn't totally sure.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, as long as it wasn't AI, cool. I'm okay.
But that doesn't rule out AI, by the way.
It doesn't, yeah.
But see, here's the reality, David. This team, you know, we all tend to forget that this is a business, right? And
yes. This
is a performance-based business. You know, you gotta perform. This offense has not performed. They're not getting ready to quarterback. Matter of fact, they're going to probably get a quarterback some more money at the end of the season.
Oh, stop.
I mean, Joe, it is what it is.
No, there's no
and,
shot.
And
hey, you, check this out.
Let me finish talking. Yes. Dave.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you got it, Dave.
I'm in the parking lot of a building.
No, handle your business. I know you're pressed for time. You got it. I'll talk about it when you get off the phone. It's cool.
Hey, you.
Yes.
If we scored another 7 points or 10 points a game, where would our offense be ranked at?
Well, that's a lot.
It would probably be in the top 10. Probably in the top 10.
Oh, no. I mean, they mean they're the top of the league with another touchdown per game.
But
we'd probably be in the top 3, top 4.
If they scored one more full touchdown per game, they would be second in the NFL score. Yeah, that's a lot.
But they're not. Closing,
see, David's, I mean, you got to listen to David's math, Hugh. I mean, it's just a touchdown away. David, great phone call. We appreciate it. 215-592-9494. That's a hop aboard.
We had to go.
Well, we probably should have went 5 minutes ago after what you did. All right, we'll keep this going after the break with Petullo. Can he win you back over this weekend with a good performance? This no stuff. Imagine if I sat here and said Jalen was mediocre this year and nothing he does in the playoffs matters to me.
Somebody got to get
fired. So I'm glad we're on the same page. It's a sacrificial lamb.
Bring forth the sacrificial lamb.
That's wonderful.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Well, then that's nonsense. I don't do sacrificial lambs.
It's the ebb and the flow of the NFL culture.
Draft a quarterback if the quarterback doesn't play well. Sacrificial lambs.
Bring forth the sacrificial lamb.
All right. We'll get to some audio from Jalen Hurts coming up. Couple things that caught my ear from yesterday. 215-592-9494. And should we be rooting for the Bears? I say so. I'd rather go to Chicago than play the Rams here next week. Where do you come down on that? Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This is the time of year everybody talking about fresh starts. That's why Hatfield Marinated Pork Tenderloins and Pork Loin Filets are my weekly game plan go-to. They're pre-seasoned, packed with protein, and oven-ready in about 35 minutes with no stress and no guesswork. From Savory Brown Sugar to Texas Smokehouse, Tuscan Herb, or Honey Garlic Teriyaki, these flavors turn busy nights into easy wins. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes and where to buy. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.